This week on Hyperspace Broadcast, we learn that the ancient staff can do basically whatever, even if it's thrown by Yuli. Welcome once again to Hyperspace Broadcast, a podcast where we discuss our memories of a specific Toonami program before watching it and trying to determine if it's worth revisiting or best left as a memory. This is our second part of our rewatch of Ronin Warriors.
Ronin Warriors.
Or Ronin Warriors, as the Demon Talpa King might say Talpa. Yeah. I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And let's just dive right into the synopsis. We're playing with format a bit, so we're going to be foregoing the pre-watch for the remaining episodes where we discuss Ronin Warriors. We kind of ran out of things to talk about, obviously, with Gundam Wing, and we have even less to talk about with Ronin Warriors.
Like, Gundam Wing, we had memories of. Ronin Warriors, not so much. Like, so if we're going to run out of stuff talking Gundam Wing, we should probably trim things down a little bit for Ronin. This block, we watched episodes 11 through 20, and we will get down with the synopsis with that. What do you got, Dope?
All right. All right. So,
back to you.
Yeah. So essentially, this arc of, or this block of Ronin Warriors begins after they've kind of reunited and they're in the city. They are trying to get into Talpa's sky castle, and he summons a series of gates that are blocking them. The gates are surrounded by this like black smog, which... Kento attempts to like push and then ride a bus through. He's attacked by some shadow creatures. They save him and they realize they can't do that. They got to go through the gates.
Can't again, just crash through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, Kento is the best character. So they, you know, get through the gates. They're in the city. They get separated in the subway tunnels. They're being attacked by like legions of dynasty soldiers. And, of course, the Dark Warlords are interfering with them.
Yeah.
In a particularly memorable scene, Sage is being beaten by Kale, and Yuli intervenes, throwing the ancient staff, which, I guess, revives Sage.
Yeah, the light, like, revives him, and Sage can come back and beat Kale. And what do you know? It's the one time that Yuli is useful.
Yeah, which means I won the bet from last week.
For once.
Yuli is actually,
for twice, actually
useless as hell.
I think you're probably going to end up picking the next series.
Hopefully. So,
hey, shut up. Just because I picked Ronin Warriors.
Yeah, so there's the scene where they're in like a theme park. Well, not a theme park, you know, it's just like a... Fuck. They have like a Ferris wheel, and there's a bunch of dynasty soldiers like kind of riding the Ferris wheel, which is awesome.
That's right.
But anyway, they get separated again. Kento has an encounter with the Dark Warlord of Illusion, who shows him this vision of all of the Ronin armors as kind of like these dark versions. And he's telling Kento that the armors that the Dark Warlords are wearing and then the armors that the Ronin Warriors are wearing are like linked in some way, and that the armors are evil. So Kento has a bit of a like an existential crisis where he's like, oh, I'm gonna turn evil, I'm so destructive.
And it's just like this kind of like bloodlust, like they grow stronger the more they're used, and they kind of grow evil from the passion that comes from that, I guess.
Well, it's not
Kento,
even
Kento especially is like, he's got like, he's like the most violent of the Ronin Warriors, basically, like the most brash and stubborn and strong physically.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, it's not even so much evil as like kind of destructive. Like, I mean, as we talked about last episode, you know, Rowan, I believe, shoots an arrow and like blows up half of a mountain. Like that's kind of the level of power they have that is not entirely within their control. So essentially, you know, they get back together, and then the ancient, I believe, I might be getting the order of events here a little mixed up. It's been a while since we've watched it, but Anubis is sort of infused with dark spirits. He comes down to fight them. They beat him, and the dark spirits leave him. So then the ancient gets Anubis with them, and it kind of looks like he's going to become an ally. The ancient explains that he fought Talpa, you know, thousands of years ago or whatever, like in feudal Japan. I mean, that's not thousands of years ago, obviously. Hundreds of years ago, yeah. But
thousands of years ago.
Yeah. But, you know, they fought each other. He destroyed Talpa, but then they used Talpa's armor to, like, forge these 9 armors. The Ronin Warriors have 5 of those armors, and then the Dark Warlords have another 4 of them.
Yeah, they have the rest.
Yeah, so it's kind of this idea that the Dark Warlords, their armor isn't evil, it's just that it's from Talpa, just like the Ronin Warriors' armor is from Talpa, and, you know, the armor itself isn't evil, but it can be used for evil.
Yeah, and, you know, that leads me to wonder, like, what is the origin of these Ronin Warriors, like, the guys we have now? Like, they don't know shit about their armor. They just appear, and they're like, let's go beat Talpa. It's like, well, were they kids who just happened to get these armors? Like,
yeah,
are they spirits from the past summoned to the future, but they don't know anything about the past? Like, there's no backstory for them. It's just,
yeah, I would assume there's some backstory, but so far it has definitely not been like obvious to me exactly what they are, you know, or for that matter, what the Dark Warlords are. Are they just other kids who are like slightly older, right, who got
teens
fucking taken over by Talpa? Like, what, you know, whatever. It's kind of unclear at this point. So Anubis looks like he's going to join them, but then he's beaten and abducted by the other 3 Dark Warlords. Talpa throws him back in the lava that the like weird dark spirits came out of a few episodes before. And the Ronin Warriors are given this kind of sky bridge, which looks like a water spout, basically. So that they can get up into Talpa's castle. If I remember correctly, the ancient sacrifices himself so that they can do this. So they get into the castle. Obviously, they fight a bunch of dynasty soldiers. They fight the Dark Warlords. And then Talpa absorbs the Dark Warlord's armor to give himself kind of corporeal form.
Yeah, yeah. So finally we see, like, a real Talpa and not just this floating ghost head bullshit.
Yeah, the real Talpa, it should be mentioned, is still like periwinkle, like
it's a great term.
Yeah, and he's also giant for some reason. Like, yeah, like the head, the giant head was to scale with the rest of his body. So he's giant. And, you know, he's fighting the Ronin Warriors, and then somehow he absorbs all of them except for Ryo, which is great, because then he's, like, colored, actually, and he looks fairly cool, but this leads
he's
to...
He's huge, too. He's, like, bigger than a Gundam. Like, this thing's gigantic.
he is giant, but basically, this leads to what I found to be the most insufferable episode of Ronin Warriors to date, where it's an entire episode of Talpa saying, like, you can't hurt me, because if you do, you'll hurt your friends. And then Ryo having these, like, thoughts where he's like, oh, I can't do anything, because if I do, I'll hurt my friends. And that basic exchange happens, like, I swear, like, 5 times in one episode, and it just keeps going and nothing happens.
I'm pretty sure that's episode 18, Talpa's Triumph.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So then the next episode, Okay, so somehow the other Ronin warriors give Ryo kind of like their powers, and he gets this mega armor that is known as the Inferno armor, and it's white, and it looks kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. When I heard like he was gonna get a second set of armor, I was like, oh, it's gonna be so cool. Like, I don't know why, like, the 6-year-old in me was so active, but it's it's gonna be cool. And it's like this kind of weird, way too flashy white armor.
Yeah, it's the Wing Zero of Ronin Warriors, except less cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, he gets this new armor, and then he uses it to pretty much kick Talpa's ass. The other Ronin Warriors are not injured. They're just kind of freed. And that's pretty much the end of Talpa, which is, like, well, I guess we'll get to that later, but that seems to be the end of Talpa. Episode 20 is mostly focused on this new villain from the Dark Realm who
Sarumbo.
Yep, that's the name.
What a name.
And he looks pretty cool. Like, he looks a little cooler than Talpa, I'd say. He's more like human sized. He's not just a floating ghost head, so that really helps. Yeah. But he sort of fights the other Ronin warriors, and Ryo is recovering from using the Inferno armor because
he's like practically in a coma.
Yeah, because the Inferno armor is like Kaioken in that, I guess, it hurts you to use it, so you can't just use it all the time.
Yeah, you have to sleep for a while.
Yeah, until you're really badass, and then it's fine. You can just use it whenever. But Sarumbo, for whatever reason, wants Ryo to use the Inferno armor, and he's like, you can't beat me without using it, so he uses it, and I seem to remember that's where the episode ends.
Yeah, yeah. Then, yeah, Sarumbo survives an attack, and Ryo just kind of collapses, and Sarumbo retreats, and it's just like, okay, like, but it seems like Sarumbo's after his armor. Another thing, also, in the beginning of this episode, you get Ryo having a nightmare of him being attacked and killed by Talpa.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's just a dream. Basically what you would expect.
Yeah, and then he wakes up in, like, a cabin.
I don't know if that means
Talpa's
going to come back or not. I don't know, but yeah. I kind of doubt it, but
who knows?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll be right back to kind of give our thoughts on these episodes and do a wrap up.
And another bet.
I'll show you how a real warrior fights.
The Ronin Warriors will return in a moment.
Hey everyone, it's Michael here, taking a break to tell you all about other ways you can support the podcast. Why not subscribe on iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher, or TuneIn? Why not follow us on Facebook, where we can be found at facebook.com/HBpod? Or you can even follow our Terminalander used Twitter account, at HBpod. Our next episode will be up on February 15th, and we'll be back for our thoughts on this block in just a moment.
It's you! You're still alive!
The Ronin Warriors now continue.
And we're back.
We're back.
Is a movie about dinosaurs return into Earth.
I think they end up in a circus or something. Some evil guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I will say that I think I preferred this arc to, like, or not this arc, but this, like, block to the first block.
Keep making that mistake.
Yeah, fuck.
I agree.
And I'm not sure, like, more was happening, and I'm very curious to see where the show goes from now on, because I really was not expecting Talpa to just be defeated. Like,
yeah, yeah, that same here.
That seems like a pretty big shakeup, so I'm really curious, like, oh, they're going to have new villains and whatnot, which is good, because long with this show, my complaint has been that I feel like there isn't enough variety in what they're doing.
Yeah, and like when you meet a new villain, or when you met the Dark Warlords and saw each one of them, basically all they were was a character with a different armor, maybe a different weapon, and that's a maybe, and a different super move that they just, which is just a word they yell.
I mean,
they
to be fair, cool. They all did have different weapons, but essentially,
I feel
yes.
like more than one used like the chainsaw thing, but yeah, and it's so after 20 episodes of those characters, it gets pretty old pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, like, it's the plot is moving forward, but it's formulaic and not in a way that's particularly interesting. Like,
yeah,
I'm not sure if I made this comparison last time, but I think, like, I can't help but compare this show to Power Rangers, and, like, Power Rangers can be a very stupid show. It is a stupid show. It's a dumb show.
It depends on the series.
Yeah, but like it's a show for kids ultimately. But the thing is, it has variety. Like, even within the extremely formulaic stuff that happens in each episode, you still have basically every episode has a new monster villain. They fight the monster villain like on foot. Then, you know, the monster villain grows and they have to fight him in the Megazord. And yeah, it's the same kind of shit happening constantly, but...
And half the time, the same exact move from a Megazord will always kill the monster.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, and that's fair. It's very repetitive in that sense, but at the same time, like, having a new monster every week makes it so that they all have some kind of different ability, and there is some variety to the fights, just because it's like, oh... Like, the dumb example I think of is maybe the stupidest.
Here's a turtle with stoplights on its head.
That's
it shoots
exactly
lasers
what
from
I was
the different
say.
Stoplights. This one makes you stop. This one makes you go too fast.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, actually.
That's
it's like
great.
That's a stupid,
this
stupid
one makes you
idea.
Cautious?
But, like, you know, it's something completely different, and it's like, oh, we can play around with this dumb idea. Whereas Ronin Warriors, it's like, okay, we have the four villains. They're going to do the same shit every time. There's no real change to, like, their battlefield. It's just like, yep, this is it, and that's all it is.
They're all humanoids with weapons and one attack.
Yeah, and they don't have different abilities or anything. And, I that variety, to me, is something that keeps a show like this being interesting.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
The
especially
plot,
when it's ridiculous, like Power Rangers.
When the plot isn't something that I care that much about, frankly.
Yeah, right.
Like, Gundam Wing, I felt like could get away with being stock footage of Leo's being blown up for a long time because I thought that what was happening with the plot was interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't really feel the same way with Ronin Warriors, and that might be because I connect to sci-fi more than I do to fantasy, but at the same time, like, it just needs more variety. More interesting stuff needs to happen, and it doesn't.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, and I would also agree that Block 2 was more interesting overall than Block 1,
mm-hmm.
because Block 1 is, like, I don't know, like, you're introduced to it, but it's still a lot of formula, it's still a lot of Yuli, and it's a lot of, just, like, oh, we have to go save these characters. Every episode's kind of the same in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
This one is good. I think the first few episodes, they actually introduce some challenges to the warriors, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
as cheesy as it is to hear Kento, like, arguing with himself about the armor being evil, it's at least something they have to think about.
Yeah, and that's part of it too, is like, I think that adding that aspect helps a lot to make, like, that does make the overarching plot a little more interesting for me than I found it in the first 10.
Yeah, it's not just like, let's kick Dynasty butt. Like, it's there's a little more to it.
Yeah, like,
not too much more,
well,
but there's
a
little more, and it makes it that much more interesting, at least.
And yeah, and add in some self-doubt to the characters, like, helps make them feel a little less just like action figures that you're smashing together saying cool catchphrases. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Which I guess is the whole, I mean, fuck, that's the whole point of it, but whatever.
Yeah.
I do think this arc is better overall, as I said. Like, yeah, definitely less Yuli is an improvement.
The latter half of the arc does fall apart, though. Arc, fuck. Block, fuck you.
Well, I don't know, because I think just that one episode was fucking insufferable. And we also, like, we watch these together, and I think we watched like three or four of the last few in a row. And it's just like this long drag out fight. And that episode especially is just egregious. It takes so long and nothing happens. And it's just repeating the same basic lines of dialogue over and over. Like,
it's an entire episode of taunting.
Yeah. And that, like, that's not fun to watch. I mean, shit, that's not fun to watch when it's Dragon Ball Z and it's a bunch of Cell Juniors beating up every one of the Z fighters and Gohan just watching and Cell being like, like, that's not fun to watch either, really. I mean, that's more fun to watch because there's fighting going on. It's not just a dude, like, fucking lumbering around this giant in armor and another dude like, like,
no, my friends are in there.
Yeah, like, they're not even fighting.
I guess.
I will say, too, that Anubis actually joins him in fighting Talpa at the end, like, briefly, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
I like
Anubis. I hope he shows up again.
Me,
yeah.
too. Like, I like that. I like the idea of a, like, bad character becoming good.
Yeah.
Going back to, like, Power Rangers in space, that happens, and it's cool.
Hell yeah. I wish they heard that on Toonami.
Yeah, I'd talk about that shit all fucking day.
Uh-oh. New podcast idea. Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
Maybe not.
We'll see.
In space!
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what else, like, there is to say about it. Except for that, you know, the introduction of Saranbo, I'm excited.
That name drives me nuts. It sounds like a cleaning product or something. Like, I don't know what to put to that name, but it sounds just off.
It sounds like a genre of music.
Like Sambo?
Yeah.
Or Samba?
Sarambo is like J-pop that has...
Celtic Sarambo.
I was thinking like J-pop with kind of a like Hispanic influence, like a salsa J-pop.
That would be...
is wow. Sarambo.
All right.
Or it's like a...
You heard it here first.
All right.
Give
it
10 years. That'll be around, dude.
Yeah. Well, I guess let's move on to the next set, but we need to make a bet, and I guess I guess it's my turn. Okay. Yeah. So here's my bet. Like, over under like 3 new villain characters introduced in the next arc.
In the next block.
Yeah. Yes. The next block. The next block.
I'm saying over.
Okay. Over 3. I guess I'm under then.
I guess that's the tradition of one of us makes the bet and the other one
chooses.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go over.
Okay.
I have a feeling a lot's going to happen in these next couple of episodes. It's not just going to be Sarambo. I don't know. I haven't looked ahead. Fans.
Yeah. Neither
people
have
listening.
I. Well, I know a little bit about what happens in the future.
I know there's like
but...
I know some female character shows up and she's I don't know anything more than that, like from having to look up the occasional like character names and crap. But I really don't know what's up next. So I'll say over.
Okay.
Over 3.
Cool.
Over 3 new villains.
And we're talking about new villains. If like the warlords come back or anything like that, that doesn't count obviously.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Dynasty Warriors come back in a different color. That doesn't count.
Yeah, they're red.
They make different noises.
And
like
they
puppies.
Go 3 times faster. That was a good Gundam joke. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I guess revisit us next week for part 3 of Ronin Warriors. We are within striking distance of being done with this series. Thank God.
Yeah. Hey. It might get really good. Maybe.
I hope so.
You know, they definitely didn't air it for another... They didn't re-air it for a reason.
Yeah, maybe.
But that doesn't mean it's bad.
I'm mostly excited to talk about Hariel, but I don't think that's going to come up for, like, 2 more blocks.
Hariel.
So, yeah. Anyway, this has been Hyperspace Broadcasts. I'm Michael Doak.
I'm Peter Eby.
And be sure to revisit us next week. We'll be right back. Hey, it's time for some acknowledgements. The bumpers were taken from Ronin Warriors Toonami Bumpers, Tom 1 Era, uploaded by Toonami Fan on YouTube. I suggest checking out their channel. They've got a lot of nostalgic stuff like this, and it's pretty great. The opening and closing music is Vapor Dive In by Onatech, off the album Onatech Instrumentals, Volume 6. You can find more of their music on SoundCloud, and I recommend that you do because it's pretty cool. Rights were secured through Jabendo. Did it sound weird when I said pretty cool?